after the magnificent Divrei Torah from Rabbi Engel and Rabbi Linzer and Rabbi Oren, so I realized I better have a life-changing idea. And I think I do. And it's based off a simple observation. We know at the beginning of Haggadah, we say, at least we proclaim, that if the Ribono Shel Olam had not taken us out of Egypt, what would have happened? Ilu lo hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu es avoseinu mi-Mitzrayim, had the Ribono Shel Olam not emancipated us, not taken us out of Mitzrayim, what would have happened? What's that? Yes, yes, that was right. Hare Onu, Ubanenu, Ubnei Banenu. We and our children and our grandchildren, what would we still be? Yes, we would be Mishubadim. Mishubadim Hayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim. So what does that mean? First of all, what does it mean we would never have gotten out? The Egyptian civilization, it would have been eternal, perpetuity. No one is a champion forever. Just saying. There's always a gvul. There's a gvul for every empire. It's mamish. We would still be enslaved. They would be in charge now? Is that really true? We would have never gotten out? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, just look at history. Empires, they rise and then they fall. So what does it mean? We would be Mishubadim. But the bigger question is that it does not say we would be Avadim. We would be slaves. It says we would be Mishubadim. Enslaved. So it's an interesting use of language. What does it mean that we would be Mishu'abad? Not, I would have said, it says Avadim Hayinu, the power of Mitzrayim. If we didn't get out, we should still be Avadim. So it's a textual question, but it gets to something very, very deep. And that is the difference between Avadim and Mishubadim. Avadim means that a person, lo leinu, is enslaved in a physical reality. They are slaves. That's their reality. That's what they have to do. Mishubad, it's different. When you say, it's a Yiddishism, when you say, I feel mishubad to that person, what do you mean? What does that mean? To feel mishubad to someone. Have you ever heard that expression? What does it mean? Right? Beholden, someone said, indebted. It's an attitude. It's an orientation. It's a feeling. It's not a reality. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But it's a way that we feel about ourselves. The Haggadah is telling us, it's true, of course, we would have left Egypt at some point. But we would have always felt mishubadim. There would have been some feeling, some orientation, some inhibition that would constantly, today, be holding us and our kids and our grandchildren. We would be mishubadim leparo. What does that mean? We should be mishubadim leparo b'mitzrayim. What is Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is milashon meitzar, straits, boundaries, something that's fixed. We would feel that we're always fixed. That's how we would feel. And the fixed feeling that we would be is not necessarily a positive one. Because the minute that you make a mistake, the minute that you step one step out of line, what does that say about you? If you're in a fixed mindset, if you believe that things are fixed, if you are b'mitzrayim, if you're in a box, if you're fixed, so in that box, the minute you make one mistake, what does that say about me? It says, I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I'm not worthy. Paro is miloshon pe-ra. Paro has that negative speech. He's that voice in our head that says, you're not worthy, you're no good. Ru'u ki ra'a neged pneichem. When you go out of Egypt, you're going to be facing a destiny that's ra'a. So that's why it's so interesting. Vayareu osanu hamitzrim. I'm not a big grammar diktuk expert, but what it should have said is Vayareu lanu hamitzrim. It should have said that the Mitzrim did bad things to us. But that's not what it says. It says Vayareu osanu. They told us, look at the mirror and see how bad you are. And unfortunately, there were people who listened to this. Because when they come out of Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Vateirognu ba'aleichem. I heard people complaining in their tents, Vatoru, and they said, now this is an outrageous thing to say, it's a crazy thing to say, and I've heard my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Weinberger, harp on this many, many times. Jewish people, the Yidden in their tents, they were saying, Besinas Hashem osanu hutziyaru min Mitzrayim. Because God hates us. Who told you that God hates you? Are you out of your mind? Why do you think that God hates you? So the Sforno says, Al she'avadnu avodah zarah b'Mitzrayim. Because a long time ago, we did some things that we shouldn't have done. If you're living in Mitzrayim, the minute you do that one thing that takes you out of the box, that defines you in a fixed mindset as Ra. And you're going to walk around your whole life saying, Besinas Hashem osanu. God hates me. God hates me. And if God hates me, why would I bother? This is not a relationship. This is not something beautiful that we sit down on a Friday night and we have Kiddush, Miloshon, Kiddushin, that we look each other in the eye and we say, ah, how beautiful it is that we spend 24 hours together. When you feel meshubed in an uncomfortable relationship with someone, what's the last thing you do? You do not look them in the eye. You don't want to be anywhere near them because they make you feel very uncomfortable. Eved lo v'le'yishmalve, if you're meshubed to someone, if you're uncomfortable around them, you do everything in your power to avoid them. Right? It's like, for those of us who have the carpool experience, that guy is driving carpool right next to you. When you feel uncomfortable around that, you'll drive around the school three times until that person gets out of the carpool lane. Or you're in Juul, you would rather abandon one of those carts. I've got like 74 items in the cart. But there is that person who makes me feel uncomfortable on the checkout line, and they're in lane two, and I'm looking at lane four, and I'm like, I'm going back to the chips, I'm going to wait it out. Because I just can't be there. So it's not surprising that if a person walks around their whole life in Mitzrayim in a box that says, you made one mistake, then it's Besinas Hashem Osanu, it's not surprising that that person is not going to grow. That shibud, that indebtedness, is going to hold them back. But guess what? Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, the Ribono Shel Olam, the Koach that is transcendent, he took us out of Mitzrayim. And once that happened, each one of us has that Koach of Yitzias Mitzrayim for ourselves. That's what we're coming back to at the Seder. Our own personal Yitziah. We're not fixed anymore. This is the basic yesod of a psychologist. Her name is Carol Dweck. She says you take a child who has a fixed mindset, that child never wants to innovate. That child is very risk averse. You take that child and you put them in front of a puzzle, the child doesn't want to try. Because they feel that if they fail the first time at the puzzle in a fixed mindset, it feels like they are a failure, be'etzem, because they're in a box. They're fixed. But the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya that says, we're not fixed, we're out of Mitzrayim. Seder night is the opposite of the night of Tisha B'Av. It's the time that there are no Mitzrayim. There are no limits. So what an amazing opportunity for us. So many times we walk around in life and we're boxed in by those fixed mindsets, whether it's from our parents, or from our teachers, or from our neighbors, or from our community, or from ourselves, or whatever it's coming from. But we come at a new situation, we say, no, I'm fixed. You know, You ever hear somebody say, I'm not a shul goer? I didn't know that was like a definition you wear. I'm not a shul, it's some kind of like English term. I'm not a shul goer. What does it mean you're not a shul goer? It means I never went to shul before, so I'm not a shul goer. That's only true in a fixed mindset. But in a growth mindset, who cares that you never went to shul? It's true, I never went to shul for 30, 40 years. But today I'm going to go to shul. Why not? Because we're in a growth mindset. We're vayotzeinu mimitzrayim. The fact that I was that in the past, that doesn't hold me back. That doesn't impede or inhibit my ability to try something new. To realize that we each get our own yetzias mitzrayim. Isn't that the greatest lesson that we can walk around with? Because we can come to the Seder, and maybe in years past, maybe we never looked at the Haggadah before. Maybe we never did. So if you're in a fixed mindset, that says, I am the person who just shows up at the Seder, and whatever happens, that's what happens. But if you're in a growth mindset, you might say, you know what, this year, I'm going to put in my Google Calendar 30 minutes to go online and either buy a Haggadah, I'm going to dig it out of my closet, or find some Dvar Torah or some opportunity that I have to learn something. I never did it in the past, but who cares? Vayotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of that fixed mindset that I never did it before. Who cares? You know, for some people, the fact that they travel gives them new opportunities. And for some people, the fact that they are home, we could be Mechadish. You know, there is a practice that some people have that they use the mikvah on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. Person could say, I'm not a mikvah goer. I barely go on Yom Kippur. I certainly don't go on Rosh Hashanah. I'm certainly not going to go for Pesach. But why not? Maybe that's an experience that's going to transform how you prepare for Pesach. Who knows? These are just examples. But the whole idea is the question of, am I thinking out of the box? Am I in a spiritual growth mindset? Am I experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim this year? That's the life-changing idea. That each one of us, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liras hasatzmo ki'ivu hu yatza mimitzrayim. And we do that by breaking out of those old fixed mindsets. And so one last example. You know, maybe in years past, we struggle to be present at some point during the Seder. Sometimes, whether we have a throng of people, which is very overwhelming and it's hard to be present, or sometimes the person is by themselves and it's very hard to be present. But sometimes we feel like, I can't really lean in on this, so I gotta be distracted, or I have to rush, I have to move to the next thing. You know, we're right now at Behisha Amda, so the only thing I'm worried about is when I'm gonna get to Nishmas. What about trying this year to say, you know, I'm gonna take one piece of the Haggadah and I'm gonna be present. Well, you know what I'm going to say? For those of us in Chutz Laretz, we observe two Seders. So it could be the first Seder, it's a total korban. It's a disaster of a substantive level. This one is crying, this one is screaming, this wife is angry, this mother-in-law is, you know, everything. So you know what? Vayotzeinu! So the next night is different. It's different Seder. So I wasn't present the first night. It doesn't matter. Because it's not a fixed mindset. We are no longer mishubad to Paro b'Mitzrayim. Paro, that peras is up. Your Seder is not worth experiencing. It's not worth really leaning in and being present. Why bother? But the Roshon says, no. Vayotzeinu Hashem b'Mitzrayim. He took us out and he gifted us this opportunity for chiddush, for growth, for innovation, for new things. No matter how old we are, no matter how many times we've led or participated in a Seder, to realize that we have the growth mindset, to do new things, to try new things, because we're not fixed. Vayotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim, that is a life-changing idea that each one of us can find one way, one little spark to incorporate, hopefully, to our Seder for this year. Chag Kasher v'Sameach.